Former newspaper reporter and author Tom Ray has a new venture. He is the editor of what's called wyohistory.org. It is a history website about Wyoming. He says the idea for the website came as he was doing a job for the Natrona County School District.
They hired me to write a number of articles on Wyoming history for a history teacher training program, and I thought we need to get these out to more people. So that was kind of the kernel of the idea, but I approached the State Historical Society, it's 3 years ago now this spring, with a kind of a rough idea of a state history website, and they immediately threw their support behind it. They've been wonderful about this the whole time. And so wyohistory.org is a project, an ongoing project of the Wyoming State Historical Society, celebrating its 60th anniversary this year. And that's how it works.
It's a very involved site. Do you want to go through what's on this? Because you've got essays, oral histories. I'll just let you talk about that for a minute.
That's right. We've got the core of the content is articles on Wyoming history. The great majority of these are new articles written by writers around Wyoming that we pay to write the articles. Others of the content is re-edited and culled from other sources on the internet, with permission. And so we now have about 300 different items on there, which includes both articles. And then we also have connected with every article are field trip suggestions with little maps and directions on how you can go to sites, to places related to the content in the article. And then we also, and then all the articles also have historic photos in them and one now and again a little video and are sourced so that there's a real bibliography so you can learn where to find out more information on the subject.
How long did it take to get these articles and get at least what you have right now put together?
We've been working on it for, well, 3 years this spring. It's been pretty quietly online for since May of 2011. But we didn't want to do a whole lot of publicity until we felt confident that we really did have a useful critical mass of content on there so that once people went there, they might find what they're looking for and they'll keep coming back. So this isn't something we're just going to put a lot of content up there and then walk away from it. This will keep growing indefinitely. That's which is how to keep it healthy and interesting.
Tom Ray visiting with us again. We're talking about wyohistory.org, the Wyoming history website. I don't run into many places in this country that where people know their history as much as maybe some Wyoming natives do.
Yeah.
What's been the feedback so far?
Oh, people seem to like it. And, you know, I tell you, as the site gets broader, better known, one of the really fun things about this job are the emails that I get actually from around the world, as well as around Wyoming and the nation. So I got an email from a man in Wales whose great-great uncle preached the gospel in Bighorn, Wyoming in 1884, and he had some letters from his uncle back home to Wales. Would we like to see scans of them? So I said, you bet. So I put him in touch with with Judy Slack at the Wyoming room at the Sheridan County Library, and he sent those letters to her, and those will be part of her collection. Things like that happen not infrequently, and that's one of the most fun parts of this job. Other people, you know, I get emails from people around Wyoming saying, did you know about this, or I've got these papers, or what should I do with this, or what do you know? And so I really feel like we're connecting people's history interests to Wyoming all the time, as well as putting up new content.
Imagine the schools have got to love this.
You know, every fourth grader in Wyoming studies the Oregon Trail, and we're now working on a big education package of extra activities for kids, lesson plans for teachers, videos of kids visiting the sites on field trips for each of our articles on the Oregon Trail sites. We should be pretty much done with that later this spring, and that'll be then a model for connecting other groups of sites with extras for classroom use, you know, Indian War sites or Range Wars sites or early industrial sites, stuff like that.
It's a great site, wyohistory.org. Tom Ray is the editor, and you can check it out online right now. Tom, a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Bob. Thanks for your interest.